Every festive we wake up with the damn sparrows. But Mzala? No, she's up at 1 p.m. Kari. And we're like, but where you been though? Here opening pots like you cooked.
A combination meal inspired by seven colors is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
CliffCentral.com.
What up? Welcome to hashtag Vuv Central. Oh, sad with a tear in my eyes. The last one for 2017. It's been very, very cool hanging out there. And today we're going to end it off with a bang before we return in the big 2018. Because, you know, 2018 is going to be a big year. Remember, we're live right now in the Vuv app on the Cliff Central channel. Plus, we are live on DSTV channel 196, which is the home of Vuv on DSTV. And also audio streaming on cliffcentral.com and in the Cliff Central app. Now, today's guest is next level cool. And she's not just next level cool because she's like featured on one of the biggest songs of December. She's next level cool because she's wearing a curtain and she's making it work, and somehow Winnie the Pooh's involved and it's all coming together. She's ridiculously dope. Today's Vuv Central guest is the very, very cool Moonchild. She's going to walk on in right now. Here she comes. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. What's happening?
I'm good.
How are you?
You?
I know. No, we can hug again. So Moonchild, I mean, listen, like, this must be super busy for you at the moment because you've got this, this song is just huge, Midnight. Mm-hmm. Staring.
It's crazy.
Even though it's spelled starring.
I know.
It's staring. Why did you want to confuse everyone like that?
No, do you know, so in the communities, in the black communities, yeah. Like, especially in the townships and stuff, staring is like, is staring.
Ah.
So in the movies they'll be like, who's the staring? And it's like James Bond. Or who's the staring? And they generally just go staring, go.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was what I used for initially my original staring before this.
Yes,
staring.
Yes.
So it's in the township, it's literally like staring.
Oh yeah, I dig it. The song is just massive. I was watching you perform it at the Channel O birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
And you on stage, it's just like, it's a whole other situation. You mm-hmm. were with Pussy's, it was just like a whole thing, like you were so there. December's like the great time to be an artist, right? Because you're constantly on the road and you're mm-hmm. constantly just getting your stuff out there.
Yes, that's true, because like stuff picks up. I mean, winter is just like, you feel the things. This is the month where you save so much more money because yeah. things come out of the blue. It's like you can't even take a holiday if you think you've got a week. Well, first of all, you don't take a holiday on a weekend. And in the weekdays, if you think you're going to try to do something, it just might change. So you just become that person who's not reliable to your friends because it's just like, So, but, I mean, if they're your friends, they stick around and that's how you make money and can pay for the bill, right? So it's just a crazy time and it's an awesome time and it's just different. It's completely different because you've had me from my other music
to this.
It's just...
It's such a banger. It's crazy.
But
it's cool. I think it's really
it's
cool.
It's freaking awesome.
Listen, if you want a stalker, Moonchild, you can hit us up right now in the Vuv app with different comments. Richmond_DJTR says, I totally love that song. Hilda's just sending her hearts and smiley faces and all sorts of things because the song is just so, so massive. For someone that, you know, doesn't know that Moonchild's been going for a long time...
Mm-hmm.
Before this massive, massive song, how would you describe the general normal Moonchild sound? Because it's a little different. Yeah.
It is definitely different. I think I am future ghetto funk.
Yes.
And because I'm like bipolar with my beat choices as well in general with my stuff, but there's always a sequence which is usually electro. What I've done is literally put my future ghetto funk in a different beat.
Yeah.
And so it's great that they actually see that they hear the difference because it's just like, I didn't have to change for you to hear me. I just had to think, what is the strategy to get you to hear me without changing myself?
Mm.
And so it was literally having to, even though the other pairings and the other features literally happened by chance.
Yeah.
I think because I was ready mentally, I was already just like, okay, I need to collaborate with people I really enjoy for me to make sense to the rest of South Africa because I refuse to be an either or. I can't just be big overseas and nothing in my country or
you
big
are
here and nothing
overseas.
There.
Like,
that's
this
the
is
thing.
Crazy. Yeah, you've traveled a lot this year. What are the places that you've been to performing in 2017?
2017, I did Barcelona with 2017.
So cool.
And then it was last year that I did Barcelona, France, South by Southwest, and me... the New York one in CMJ.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I might be going, I won't say this one. There's America in the cards, but I'm definitely doing, I've already been booked for two festivals in the UK, in London.
So cool.
The month of July, and I'm in London the whole time. So,
nice. Say hey, what's up to London? I am underscore and Tate says, hey, Moonchild. Different people entering the room, hanging out on Vuv Central. Here's a question from Sharon. Sharon says, what personal attributes are most important in order to be successful?
Self-belief, a backbone, and selling yourself before anyone else jumps onto the wagon, because no one barks on a non-moving car.
No one barks on a non-moving car. I mean, there you go, Sharon. Your question was answered. How do you think you've done this year? We're about to wrap 2017. Mm-hmm. It's the festive season. You obviously had an idea of what you wanted walking into 2017. Mm-hmm. When Moonchild does her annual trading stock report on how she did, how do you think you've done this year, and what have the highlights been?
The highlights for this year...
So many, she can't even...
I've done... There's so much crazy stuff that's happened. It's so crazy. Like, okay, let me... Okay, the highlights for this year... Being in Maphorisa's album 3 times.
Yes, yeah, that's a big one.
My Gom song being picked up in Poland before SA, because it's still going to be released next year.
Yeah.
With the video and everything. What else? Getting people to respond to F-Boys before I do the Gom songs in the mainstream stages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's a message of like,
you
deal with bums all the time, right?
I mean, I think you've had a fantastic year.
It's been so crazy.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic year.
It's been insane.
Now, I was with you in Cape Town a couple of weeks ago, and you were out doing a motivational sort of speech for some young people. And it's amazing. And a lot of what you spoke about in your talk was authenticity and young women being sort of very true to themselves. How have you managed to say so authentic and so real? I mean, no one actually, I don't think, can tell you what to do. I don't think there's anyone in the world, I mean, the police would be able to tell me.
I've been arrested by the police to tell me to get out of the party.
I'm sure you have. Mm-hmm. But like, it's like you really are your own spirit, and I think it's so cool. I just wonder how, you know, how does the average person get better at being authentic and being true to themselves?
I think the thing about it, like, I really don't know how to do anyone else, and I'd rather be rejected as myself than something I thought was needed or wanted or was missing.
Yeah.
So, that's the crazy thing, right? So, from rejection, from brands to whatever, you're too provocative, you don't understand, where do we box you? And I'm just like, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
And into now, where same brands, for instance, that rejected me that time, they're on the wagon. It's 6 times more than what they would have paid me that time. So, because they can't deny me, this is who I am. Mm. And my wagon is moving. And it's that thing. Look, I don't care, actually. I don't care. I don't care what you think, because you're always going to have an opinion. What I care is about what I think. So if I feel like a curtain today, or I feel like wearing the mesh from the swimming pool to protect people from drowning, or if I feel like wearing a cap and making it into a panty, it's what I want, and that's who matters, really, and the rest just have to fall in line.
Yeah, I'd love to see how you do that with a cap, but we'll do that next year.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I want to learn some of your verse on Midnight Staring. So just you give me the line, and then I'm gonna try and do it in the best possible way.
Okay. I lean on a tree.
I lean on a tree.
Dibuza upi.
Dibuza upi.
Besi planile.
Besi planile.
Okay, it was me.
Okay, it was me.
I get so upset.
I get so upset.
When you ignore my post.
When you ignore my post.
I like it when you like.
I like it when you like.
This funandingum fast. Distalker your page.
Di type and di delete.
Di bone online. And then I bite my lip. Andazi, no gundazi.
Yeah.
I love you, Ndiayazi.
I love you, Ndiayazi.
Waste that time. I'll inbox in number. Please call future baby.
Future maybe. That's why I've got sus from the song, because I've heard it so many times. It's such a dope song. Okay, cool. BK just wants you to say yeah, but which you kind of did, but we can do it one more time.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
I mean, tell me for a second, here's a question from Rich coming through. Can I make music with you? I know that you collaborate a lot, but how do your collaborations happen? Like, how does someone get in touch with, like, do you mm-hmm. just, I mean, you must get lots of music every day.
All the time.
Yeah.
And realistically speaking, you can't help everyone.
Yeah.
So I've gotten an email, which is on the side where Fortune goes through, and he'll go through the music first before, because he literally lives with me. He's the only person that, if I had to get someone to write music for me, he'd be the only person who could write the way I think.
Yeah.
So he goes through the stuff. Sometimes if he says it's boring, it's like, okay, cool. No wonder you didn't play it. But I go through, I actually do go through, I've got a different, separate email, which is Saneli Moonchild.
Yeah.
And at gmail.com. And that's the one where we get the music or the beats or whatever someone wants to do. But please have a headline so that we know what it is that you want. And but I can't help everyone.
No.
And in fact, I can't help anyone help themselves.
Yeah.
So when I was starting out and I used to inbox people I watched on TV, ain't nobody even responded. So it's just one of those things. At least there's an email, but I definitely cannot help everyone put their music out because I'm still trying to help push my stuff. And that's the reality. So it's like there's social media at this point in time in our lives. And there's ways of just getting your stuff out there without having to be attached or associated to someone who's already doing things, because everyone goes through their own struggles and everyone goes through their own missions.
Lots of love for you. People sending roses, entering the room, hanging out in VOOV Central with Moonchild. My question for you now is how you go about kind of dealing with the reality of the music business. The fact that people don't want to help you out. The fact that you have to push real hard. The fact that people are constantly saying no.
Mm-hmm.
How do you just get better at taking that in your stride?
I don't listen.
Yeah.
I don't listen. You say no, I'm going to bomb that door. If I knocked and you said no, I'm going to bomb it. Like, I don't listen because I know what I want.
Yeah.
And you can't stop me.
Okay, that's a good answer. Here's someone wants you to shout them out. I think we could actually... what's like a dope, like, festive season, like, shout out we could do just as a general thing? Let's creatively do this. Let's, like, get a dope, like, Christmas, Hanukkah shout out
to all the VOOV TV peeps.
Yes!
This is the first year, next year you'll achieve.
Yes!
We know this is a rocker, so I'm here with Ari.
Yeah!
Tune in, cause we rock this eve.
I mean, so dope. I think we need a shout out to VOOV, who's gonna cut that up and put that all over the place. That was fantastic. Where are you gonna be for Christmas and New Year's?
Actually, I'm playing at the One Man Show with Shimza. Despite the family.
Yeah, that's gonna be huge.
It's like, guys, let me make money, cause trifle is too expensive for Christmas Day.
He is so about colors, this Christmas, let me tell you making money. Eh?
No, I'll go for some ribs and go play games and make the money back.
Yeah. Yes, and that's Christmas.
That's Christmas.
New Year's?
New Year's, I'm playing in Joburg. I'm playing on the 29th at the Smoking Dragon in Drakensberg.
Cool.
And then I'm back this side. And I'm playing on the 30th. I'm a surprise guest, so because I'm giving you a full fear, I won't say that.
I know something's happening on the 30th, and
you know about it.
I think so, but we don't have to tell everybody yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to be dope, so
don't
worry.
And then the 31st? I'll tell you when they've paid the money. No free advertising. Yeah. Look.
Who do you really want to thank this year? You've had a great year, but I know that there's lots of people, and now is maybe a cool opportunity. Just tell us who makes you happen every day.
My boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the most difficult first, like when you say, I don't say, like, I don't listen to no's. I don't listen.
Yeah.
And he's the most, he's the bomb. He's the one, like, he's the strongest guy I've ever dated in my life, actually.
Yeah.
In Joburg.
Yeah.
He's the longest guy I've ever dated.
She's not trying to say Joburg man a week, but she is.
No, I am. Everyone, all the cute boys, they don't have the strength. They get fascinated with you on stage, and then they date you, and then they get threatened by the boys that like you like they liked you before you said yes to them, and you're going to say no to the other ones, but they think you're going to say yes to them as well. So it's just like, no, are you... I'm never going to date off stage again. So, let me tell you something. My boyfriend is the one. J-Cubed is his name.
Yes.
Girl, don't do it.
Don't go near J-Cubed. Don't do it.
Like, the last time, if you inbox that thing, it's going to be the last time you have a vision to inbox. The universe is with me. Then, I'd like to thank my boss, SJN Agency.
Yes.
She is the bomb-ass female. Like, she's awesome. And she's just like... She goes through my most. Like, I go through emotions and stuff. And then there's times where I'm just like...
Over it.
You know what I mean? Like, not over it. But
and
as in, like...
with you,
what is, like, it's... I'm always just like...
I can see, yeah.
So I get mad out of the blue. Like, sometimes I just get mad out of the blue because one thing didn't make sense, and I misread it. First of all, okay, there's times I retweet things, and I didn't see it was a call. I said it was an insult. Because I'm just like,
Retweet.
That's the thing. So sometimes I'll read something wrong, and I'm already there. She's like, girl.
Don't do that.
Did you read it properly? But she's so used to how to handle me as well. It's so crazy. Even me and her as well. Like, we learned how to handle each other better even this year. Because it's just like, I feel the same character, actually. So, J-Cubed, Sarah Jane.
And everyone.
Fortune for ironing my life. And Tabisa Yeni for ironing my life.
See, it's like a
and
lot of
Artemis.
People.
Artemis Wafika, she is the inspiration. She makes me want to make more money, so she eats more ice cream in winter.
Yeah. All right, and one more time real quick, just a final Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We did that rap, but let's just do another just because we can.
Have a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Mm-mm.
Merry, Merry Christmas. Sobelana Sisila. Sizama Kalas. Funi Custard. Jeline Ice Cream. Ene deep. Merry Christmas.
And a happy Hanukkah, everybody. That's Vuv Central. So dope hanging out with Moonchild. More Vuv Central in 2018.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.